Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com. Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of Trendle Bells. Batman smells. Robin laid an egg. The Batmobile lost a wheel, and the Joker got away.
No, the Joker took ballet.
What?
Hey!
All right, we were having this conversation before. Sick. I know that sounded natural, and like we were just having that disagreement right there, but that was acting. We're talking before we started recording. About this, because I had heard that the Joker took ballet was a variation. I've always liked the line "the Joker got away" because it just, you know, it suggests
there's a sequel coming.
The world isn't fair. There is no justice in this world. It also suggests, you know, hey, it's the holidays, you know. Let the Joker have one. Let the Joker have this one, Batman.
I mean, after all, we are living in a society. So
yes, we are living in a society. Oh, shit, man. I'm Jack. You're Miles. Miles, how are you doing, man?
Hey, I'm taking ballet. Hey.
Hey.
Doing great. Doing great. Yeah. Just, you know.
Ready for the
finishing
weekend.
The year out strong.
The weekend.
Son of a bitch.
Son of a bitch. Go watch Will Ferrell's greatest hits.
Dude, people listen to this show, we probably sound like the most annoying guys in the dorm, like from their building, who are like, dude, they only talk about the same five things. Like, they have posters of it and they always point to it.
Yo, I'm 40, man. What do you expect? I got like five things.
No, I mean, I'm just saying we have our fucking interests are just concrete. The foundation is solid, strong.
Solid, yes. Yeah,
consistent, if anything. Redundant at worst.
All right. Well, speaking of a solid foundation.
Yeah.
Cheryl Hines, the actor from Curb Your Enthusiasm. So she is married to, and this is the real, so people are, you know, there's a news hook that this is, this fact is hanging on, but the fact that she's married to a famous vax skeptic, RFK Jr.
Yeah.
Was news to me.
I didn't fucking know that.
I love her. What's happening, Cheryl?
Love her. And you are with
the haunted anti-vaxxer of the RFK Jr. Okay. Yeah. But yeah, the whole reason it was in the, you know, trending is that there's a story in Politico where people are like, interesting, RFK, like there's a party where Cheryl, like the guests of this holiday party are being asked to either be vaccinated or present a negative test. And everyone's like, what the fuck? So apparently Kennedy came out and said that the party was her for her friends in the entertainment industry and that he wasn't aware of what the invitation said. Quote, I guess I'm not always the boss at my own house. Okay.
Okay.
What?
So he is out here trying to do damage control because he was party to a party that was doing like the bare minimum,
right?
You know, safe thing.
And then like,
not
it's
me.
Like,
No. Sorry. Sorry. I see how you could have misunderstood and thought it was me because it was at my house and I had my name on it. But
no.
It's actually
my lib wife.
My lib wife, who
knows
believes,
at this point what she's thinking. But yeah. They, you know, they also went on to say that, quote, despite the vaccine or testing request on the invitations, Politico reports that no effort was made at the party to verify guest vaccination or testing status.
Phew.
So it seemed all very ceremonial optics.
Good. You know, also, I was
Cheryl,
worried there for a second.
Cheryl, you got some fucking explaining to do.
Absolutely.
What the fuck are you doing with that, man?
Come on.
But or maybe we don't need any explanation. She's explaining to us where she's at. And then
we
just take it for that.
Know.
Yeah, we're good. Okay, thank you.
All right, 51 Senators, which is a band?
Right. God, you hope these days when you see 51. Oh, is that a new hip-hop collective? No. There was like an ABC News tweet that said, you know, 51 senators are voting against Biden's, you know, whole agenda. And I think a lot of people were like, let's also look at Joe Manchin, who's the Democrat who's siding with the Republicans, to give us this interesting number. But I think in general, you know, it's just all a bunch of chaos and outrage of people not knowing who to hold accountable. I think some people were like, people need to realize that it's the GOP that's stopping the agenda. Yeah, that's true. But like, did y'all expect anything less or more from them?
Wait, they're saying, so the intent of the ABC News tweet is to say, don't just blame Joe Manchin, it's also the Republicans' fault?
I think it's a reader's choice.
Got it.
However outraged you want to be, because you do see people who are arguing for both things. Like,
I want to be very outraged, Miles.
Yeah.
You know me.
Another one is, a single senator is about to seriously set back an entire presidential agenda.
Yeah. Okay. I did like that Biden is committing to getting rid of lead pipes in like the next, I don't know. He put a timeline on it, which I did like. Unfortunately, it is a thing that I thought had been done like 20 years before I was born, but apparently not. So let's get them. Let's get those wins where we can. Sad Keanu is trending because we finally got an explanation for what he was going through.
Yeah.
Because,
you know, what's great is because of the Matrix film coming out, he's just been having to do press. So every interview is like, he's just saying something very Keanu-rific and people are like, yes, go on. So when he was on Colbert, he was like, yo, dude, what was happening in the sad Keanu bench meme? And he said, I'm just eating a sandwich, man. And then Colbert's like, so you're not actually sad in sad Keanu? I was thinking I had some stuff going on. I was hungry.
Uh-huh. There you go.
So there
more
it
like
is.
Hungry. That's a thing that I don't know. That for some reason, this has always stuck in my mind. It's like a profile of somebody else. And they're on set with Keanu. And he's like talking about how, like, you got to eat raw steaks, get your blood up. It was like something like that. But I think he's very much a believer in like, you got to have the food in your body. You know, you got to,
right.
the food drives your energy.
Absolutely.
Which is probably true. So,
I mean, depending on where you get your science from. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Let's take a quick break. We'll be right back.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island. And secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon, just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Visible is the wireless company that makes wireless visible. No hidden fees, no really. Save on wireless with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. You don't need more than one line of wireless to save. Just switch to Visible at Visible.com. Save on wireless without the hassle. Switch to Visible today and save at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Me. Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this, I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter, that's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered for just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
And we're back, and hashtag deliver our voting rights is trending. Yeah. What's happening? Yeah,
just because, you know, the Democrats can't pass fucking anything. So now that, you know, Build Back Better is truly on the trash heap for this year's legislative session, a lot of people are like, hey, man, voting rights, that's also very fucking important. If the, at the very least, if you can't expand a social safety net and some other programs like combating climate change, maybe ensure that people have fucking their voting rights intact and the Republicans just don't get away with all this rampant voter suppression. So,
are they doing something about it?
I don't know. When you look at everything that's going on, like every single activist, like outside of the party is like, hey, motherfuckers, voting rights.
Yeah.
What are you doing? You know, like the Martin Luther King's family said, like, you know, instead of MLK Day, like, let's talk about voting rights. Don't celebrate, or we don't need to talk about my father or our family. We need to be talking about voting rights, because without that, there's like, what was the fucking point of any of that shit? So yeah, I think there's a few things swirling around. There's also a story going around about how Joe Manchin was speaking with other senators about a potential filibuster carve out just for voting rights. He's been so cagey about that. I'll wait till I actually hear what's happening rather than being like, oh, maybe he'll
maybe Joe Manchin. Every time there's like a glimmer where like you could mistake his body language for him being open to doing something remotely okay.
Exactly.
Yeah. So we'll be keeping an eye on that. Obviously, I think everybody is keeping an eye on, you know, the spread of the Omicron strain of COVID. In New York City, they just announced that they, you know, there's a big wave of COVID hitting, positive COVID tests hitting. And New York like switched explanations midstream, and were like, at first they were like, this is just Delta, still Delta. And then it started, the numbers started coming in. They were like, oh shit, it's Omicron. So it's scary because this is the new strain that we still, you know, only have, we just have less information on it, but it does seem to spread super fast.
I mean, yeah, you read stories where it's like New York is like facing like a rise in cases like they couldn't believe. And then there's also, you know, a story from South Africa where it was first identified that it seems like they're getting past their peak already with their Omicron wave. So there's all this to say is you need to fucking protect yourself because it's still the coronavirus. And at the very least, we do know this one spreads very rapidly, regardless of the outcome. Like, that's just something, you know, that's sort of a responsibility we have in this fight where I know not everyone is participating in, but to try and slow the spread. I mean, like, you just see more and more articles from, I feel like I've seen three articles that had some version of like, doesn't it feel like everyone you know has COVID right now? but it was seems like that was born out of a few holiday parties at some big, you know, media entities in New York,
right,
where those ended up being spreader events. But at the same time, yeah, it's, you know, just keep doing what you should be doing, which is to protect yourself.
Yeah. There's reports from England saying there's no reason to believe this one is any less severe. I that's something I've admittedly been focused on because it does seem to spread to kids more. And so I'm like, you know, constant fear that like there will be a strain that is like super severe in children. And it doesn't seem like that is this one based on the early numbers, but we still don't know. But yeah, you know, we've talked about the idea that like some viruses get less severe as they move on. People have like pointed out that that is has become a very popular talking point on the right. I was certainly not saying like we're good, let it rock, it's going to be less severe. I was just talking about a theory that is out there of how viruses kind
I'm
of
just
move.
Talking about a theory that's out there, like we don't know what's in the vaccine.
Thank
is
you.
All I'm saying.
Yeah. But anyways, just be careful and get the fucking vaccine.
And a booster, because that's the other question, too, is what we even, you know, the CDC's even have to figure out what they're defining as fully vaccinated at this point.
Get the booster.
Because of the waning, you know, efficacy and things like that.
Yeah. I was having trouble, like, scheduling the booster because, like, some of the clinics I was trying to schedule at or the only clinics that had openings were still had this, like, version of the protocol where it was like, oh, you aren't high risk for complications, so you can't get it yet. But then I just like went to a clinic and they didn't even ask me questions. They were like, okay, so this is your third? Great. Like, get in this line, and was able to get it pretty easily. So
yeah, I mean, it seems like a lot of states and like municipalities were rapidly changing what that meant because I think they're like, oh fuck, considering Omicron, it's probably best to have as high an immunity as possible. But that, you know, still feeds the conversation of, yeah, what about the rest of the world though? Like, we're still not, I think like something 100+ countries that if they were given the ability to begin manufacturing vaccines, they could be doing that right now rather than this version of, you know, having this vaccine cartel and people just, you know, begging in the developed world for not donations of doses, to be allowed to manufacture it, to have a very aggressive vaccination campaign. But, you know,
but
that story's,
you know,
still developing.
If that happens, then nobody's going to ever make a vaccine again because they won't have, like, they'll only have millions of dollars instead of trillions of dollars.
I'm sorry, is that how you think as an evil rich motherfucker?
Right, exactly. It's like, I think people, like, let's look back at Jonas Salk. He was like, oh, what? Are you kidding? Of course I'm not going to try and fucking profit off of this vaccine that I just made.
But you will put me in your textbooks.
Right. You will name, if not your middle school, your middle school's auditorium after me.
Yes, absolutely. That's what I'm here for.
Thank you.
That's everlasting life, not money.
Well, speaking of names that people should be considering when naming middle schools, Guy Fieri is trending because we got to take a look into what this man eats at home.
I don't know. In your mind, what do you think Guy Fieri eats at home?
In my mind, Guy Fieri's kitchen is a fully operational Chili's. And just like he's eating.
Got a fryolator, a flat top.
Yeah. Like with fully staffed. And it's
picture him just eating so much, like so many poke bowls.
Yeah.
I feel like he's like, I love poke, man. Oh, so good. The flavors. Cause he's all about, you know, Tex wasabi. Anyway, so he gave an interview where he talked about it and he said, quote, people always think that I must just eat deep fried pizzas and cheeseburgers for lunch, but I'm a big salad fan, big sushi fan, and Thai food fan. He also says he plans for his lunches to contrast dinner, sort of a counterbalance to what he's planning on eating later in the day. Okay. And then he goes on to just say, like, dinner is an ongoing debate in our family. We start in the morning with the family offering their suggestions on what we should have. My youngest son, Ryder, always likes to propose pizza. I believe he actually thinks pizza is a food group. My oldest son, Hunter, me and him are big fans of Asian food, and that's anything Korean, Thai, Chinese, Japanese, Vietnamese. My wife is a little bit all American. She's more roasted chicken, potatoes, asparagus.
Mm.
Sounds like you're eating good either way at that house. So.
I know, damn. That's how my family is with movies and like what movie we're watching or, you know, what movie the kids are watching. They start telling me that they're watching Cars 2 early in the week and I have to like be suggesting things so that they
slowly
don't watch
shift
Cars
that.
2.
Yeah. Yeah. You're doing like Aikido, but like right. Where the children's watching, I'm like, I will use your energy to change it, redirect it to this other film.
Yeah. All right. Well, those are the things that are trending on this Friday, December 17th. We are back on Monday with a whole ass episode of the show.
Yep.
Next week will be a half week of the show, but then we will have some special holiday season eps starting on, I think, Thursday. And, you know, we won't leave you. Won't leave you on your lonesome. But there's a lot of fun episodes. You get to meet our new producer, Becca. Has Becca been on the trending episode yet?
Yeah. Recently. Oh, okay. We held it down on trends. So they got it. They got a taste. They got an idea.
Super producer, the newest super producer in the lineup. And yeah, we got a lot of fun stuff coming your way for the holidays while we relax. And that
recharge
is,
our batteries.
Yeah. But yeah, back Monday, whole ass episode. Until then, be kind to each other, be kind to yourselves, get the vaccine, get the booster.
Yep.
Don't do nothing about white supremacy, and we will talk to y'all then. Bye.
Bye.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season 2 of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on
people that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.